Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today is day 10 in our 31-day journey through the book of Isaiah. Today we will look at chapters 23 and 24. We'll hear 23 from Faith Comes by Hearing. And our guest reader, Denise Washington Blomberg, will read chapter 24. So let's get into Isaiah 23 and 24.
Isaiah 23. The Oracle Concerning Tyre.
Wail, O ships of Tarshish, for Tyre is laid waste, without house or harbor. From the land of Cyprus it is revealed to them. Be still, O inhabitants of the coast, the merchants of Sidon who cross the sea have filled you. And on many waters your revenue was the grain of Shihor, the harvest of the Nile. You were the merchant of the nations. Be ashamed, O Sidon, for the sea has spoken, the stronghold of the sea, saying,
I have neither labored nor given birth. I have neither reared young men nor brought up young women.
When the report comes to Egypt, they will be in anguish over the report about Tyre. Cross over to Tarshish. Wail, O inhabitants of the coast. Is this your exultant city, whose origin is from days of old, whose feet carried her to settle far away? Who has purposed this against Tyre, the bestower of crowns, whose merchants were princes, whose traders were the honored of the earth? The Lord of hosts has purposed it, to defile the pompous pride of all glory, to dishonor all the honored of the earth. Cross over your land like the Nile, O daughter of Tarshish. There is no restraint anymore. He has stretched out his hand over the sea. He has shaken the kingdoms. The Lord has given command concerning Canaan to destroy its strongholds. And he said,
You will no more exult, O oppressed virgin daughter of Sidon. Arise, cross over to Cyprus. Even there you will have no rest.
Behold the land of the Chaldeans. This is the people that was not. Assyria destined it for wild beasts. They erected their siege towers. They stripped her palaces bare. They made her a ruin. Wail, O ships of Tarshish, for your stronghold is laid waste. In that day Tyre will be forgotten for 70 years, like the days of one king. At the end of 70 years, it will happen to Tyre as in the song of the prostitute.
Take a harp, go about the city, O forgotten prostitute. Make sweet melody, sing many songs that you may be remembered.
At the end of 70 years, the Lord will visit Tyre, and she will return to her wages and will prostitute herself with all the kingdoms of the world on the face of the earth. Her merchandise and her wages will be holy to the Lord. It will not be stored or hoarded, but her merchandise will supply abundant food and fine clothing for those who dwell before the Lord.
Isaiah 24. Behold, the Lord will empty the earth and make it desolate, and he will twist its surface and scatter its inhabitants. And it shall be as with the people, so with the priest, as with the slave, so with his master, as with the maid, so with her mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the creditor, so with the debtor. The earth shall be utterly empty and utterly plundered. For the Lord has spoken this word, the earth mourns and withers, the world languishes and withers. The highest people of the earth languish. The earth lies defiled under its inhabitants. For they have transgressed the laws, violated the statutes, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore a curse devours the earth, and its inhabitants suffer for their guilt. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are scorched, and few men are left. The wine mourns, the vine languishes, all the merry-hearted sigh. The mirth of the tambourines is stilled. The noise of the jubilant has ceased. The mirth of the lyre is stilled. No more do they drink wine with singing. Strong drink is bitter to those who drink it. The wasted city is broken down. Every house is shut up so that none can enter. There is an outcry in the streets for lack of wine. All joy has grown dark. The gladness of the earth is banished. Desolation is left in the city. The gates are battered into ruins. For thus it shall be in the midst of the earth among the nations, as when an olive tree is beaten, as at the gleaning, when the grape harvest is done. They lift up their voices, they sing for joy. Over the majesty of the Lord they shout from the west. Therefore in the east give glory to the Lord. In the coastlands of the sea give glory to the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. From the ends of the earth we hear songs of praise. O glory to the righteous one, but I say, I waste away. I waste away, woe is me, for the traitors have betrayed. With betrayal the traitors have betrayed. Terror and the pit and the snare are upon you, O inhabitant of the earth. He who flees at the sound of the terror shall fall into the pit, and he who climbs out of the pit shall be caught in the snare. For the windows of heaven are opened, and the foundations of the earth tremble. The earth is utterly broken. The earth is split apart. The earth is violently shaken. The earth staggers like a drunken man. It sways like a hut. Its transgression lies heavy upon it, and it falls and will not rise again. On that day the Lord will punish the host of heaven, in heaven, and the kings of the earth, on the earth. They will be gathered together as prisoners in a pit. They will be shut up in a prison, and after many days they will be punished. Then the moon will be confounded and the sun ashamed, for the Lord of hosts reigns on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and his glory will be before his elders.
In chapters leading up to chapter 24, nations were judged by the Lord. But here in chapter 24, the whole earth is judged. Let's take a look at some verses, starting with verse 1. Behold, the Lord will empty the earth and make it desolate, and he will twist its surface and scatter its inhabitants. Verse 3. The earth shall be utterly empty and utterly plundered, for the Lord has spoken this word. Verse 5 says, the earth lies defiled under its inhabitants, for they have transgressed the law, violated the statutes, broken the everlasting covenant. Verse 6 continues, therefore a curse devours the earth, and its inhabitants suffer for their guilt. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are scorched, and few men are left. Verse 11, there is an outcry in the streets for lack of wine. All joy has grown dark. The gladness of the earth is banished. Verses 19 and 20 say, the earth is utterly broken. The earth is split apart. The earth is violently shaken. The earth staggers like a drunken man. It sways like a hut. Its transgression lies heavy upon it, and it falls and will not rise again. Verse 21 sort of concludes the matter. On that day, the Lord will punish the host of heaven in heaven and the kings of the earth on earth. All opposition to God, whether in heaven or on earth, will be judged. But again, in the midst of the judgment, even of the whole earth, there's hope. Look at verses 14 through 16. They lift up their voices. They sing for joy. Over the majesty of the Lord they shout from the west. Therefore in the east give glory to the Lord. In the coastlands of the sea give glory to the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. From the ends of the earth we hear songs of praise, of glory to the righteous one. So after this chapter, what are you going to do? Are you going to fear the end of the world, or are you going to look toward the glory of God? These things have yet to occur, but Isaiah is a prophet, and his words are true. These things will occur someday in the future. It's kind of interesting, isn't it, that virtually every generation has thought it's the last generation, and yet we still tarry on the earth. Now, I've never been a sky-is-falling Christian. I've never really worried about the end of the age. I doubt if my worrying about it is going to speed it up or slow it down. I used to want to be alive when Jesus came from the heavens back to the earth, but I forgot what condition the world will be in at that time. It will literally be hell on earth. We get a little glimpse of that in Isaiah chapter 24. So, Lord, whether you come today, whether today is the day of salvation, or that day is thousands of years into the future, doesn't change my responsibility while I sojourn on the earth. The last thing you commanded us to do was be a witness for you in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. Lord, help each one of us as we hear these things from your word, as we read the promises of Scripture. Let us be a bold witness for you. Yes, one day the earth will be no more. That will happen according to your perfect timetable. So, Lord, bless us as we sojourn on the earth as witnesses for you. Give us strength, power, and passion to share Jesus to those around us. In the name of the Lord we pray. Amen.